Hello, welcome to Pint Size Distant Pod. Every Sunday, we're going to be bringing you something from the Distant Pod archives. We've gone back through all of the episodes of the Socially Distant Sports Bar so far, and we found what we think are some of the funniest bits. So, if you like what you listen to over the next few minutes, then have a look on the episode description, because there'll be the episode number that this comes from in there, which means it makes your journey easier. You can then go off and listen to the whole episode either again or for the first time. If you're a new listener, this is quite a good way of getting into our archives. If you have been with us from episode one, it's a nice way of getting yourselves back into some of the old episodes as well. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this little snippet from the Socially Distant Sports Bar, our Distant Pod pint size episodes.
So we ended up chatting about this chap a few podcasts ago. People just got on board with it, and it's taken a life of its own amongst our Twitter followers. This is Mr. Kimbo Slice. And Kimbo, God rest his soul, 4 years ago yesterday that he passed away, much too young. So this is a great clip. This is David Blaine, the well-known illusionist and American showman, voluntarily getting punched in the stomach by Mr. Kimbo Slice. David Blaine's got a lot of knockers, right? He gets criticised for various things and being a bit of a dick sometimes. And I think that's part of bums on seats, isn't it? But absolute kudos to him for going into an octagon,
yes,
picking his shirt up and letting Kimbo Slice punch him in the abdomen twice. How he didn't fold, I don't know. And then he tells a story before Kimbo does that of when Harry Houdini, that was his party piece, let people punch him in the stomach. And some kid ran up to him once when he wasn't expecting it, punched him in the stomach, which eventually killed him. I mean, I think he died from the injuries. And I watched it in slow motion thinking, he's blagged this. How has he blagged this?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he has blagged it. It doesn't look like he has. I know that's the point of magic. It. But it seems to hit him full on in the... Does it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to work out how he did it.
I don't know what the equivalent would be in this country if you'd have, like... It would be Tyson Fury punching Paul Daniels in the stomach.
Dynamo.
Dynamo getting launched by Anthony Joshua.
Joshua punching Dynamo.
Anthony Joshua hitting Dynamo on the solar plexus.
On the stage of Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, this is the content we need.
God!
Oh my God.
Stop! Stop the cameras! You've had Anton Deck asking if it hurt. Of course it fucking hurts! See the size of it!
Quite wind it, actually, boys. Boys, man, wind it, man.
Anthony Joshua's apologising. Sorry, I thought you'd done some training.
There's a really rough pub in Bury. They used to get the windows smashed all the time. So they put plastic windows in. So then they set fire to the windows, right? So just melted them instead.
Yeah,
right.
But I seem to remember, this might be wrong, that in the place of the yard of ale glass on the brackets behind the bar was a baseball bat to help them keep the peace on a Friday and Saturday night.
I always think with, because baseball is so unpopular in Britain, if you're buying a baseball bat, it is for nefarious purposes.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you taking that baseball? Oh, I love baseball.
Love it.
Who are you playing with? My local team.
Do you want a ball and a catcher's mitt as well? Nope, I'm all right as a ghost.
No, I'm fine. Have you got a nail, though? I'd love to put a nail in this.
What team are you playing for? The Cardiff Baseballers.
Yeah, good old Swansea baseball team.
The Swansea lads. They should tell you, if you're going to use it for personal protection purposes, to buy a ball as well. So you always got a ball and a bat in the car, yeah. Because you can get away with it then. You see,
yeah,
you're
just going to training.
Yeah, if it's just the bat, you're struggling. Yeah. You've got a ball in there, you're okay.
This mitt looks suspiciously new and unused.
You've got the tag on it.
The bat's got holes and blood.
You're using this ball for the first time, eh? Yeah, yeah, I always train with a scuffless ball.
Oh, man. But there was a local there in the Master Mariner who, if you paid a fiver, you put a fiver on the bar and try to punch him off the bar stool. But if he stayed on the stool, he just kept the fiver. And he'd make decent money, top of his gyro every week doing that sort of thing.
God.
Makes like 30, 40 quid a night on a good night.
Punching a bloke off a bar stool.
Yeah.
But it's not something that careers officers advise, is it? Mum was a careers officer for 25 years. Have you considered being punched off a bar stool for money?
How's your balance and your ganglion nerves?
How's your pain threshold? Pretty high, actually. Are you good at gripping onto a bar? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I've got just the job for you.
Okay, Mr. Slice! What's Blaine thinking of? I don't know what. How is that? But the best thing about that was,
yeah. So
David Blaine goes into the octagon, gets levelled by Kimbo Slice. Right?
Yes.
Kimbo Slice says, welcome to my office.
Yes,
that's into the octagon. Terrifying.
He sort of jokes around about, do you want to do it again? And Kimbo says, oh, he's calling me out. So he does it again.
Yeah.
And then he shows him a card trick.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it's the most. Talk about a setup.
If you're the camera crew, do you make him do the card trick first, just in case?
Just in case.
Yeah.
That's a very, very good producer's point there, Steph.
Because for me...
See, always thinking.
He's like... Right, pick it. Any... Go, oh,
card, any card.
Let's do the card trick first.
Hey, didn't you? Okay, 4-4-4 diamonds. And I'll make my decision at 4 of fucking diamonds. Fuck's sake.
How was work, David?
Bad, actually, bad today. Another bad day at the office.
I've been shitting blood, I have.
I'm not enjoying it, man.
Are you getting those press on towers, man, for my arsehole? Dear, oh dear, why would you? Christ. I read about Kimbo as well. I was reading about yesterday about him. So. I think he had a tryout for the Miami Dolphins and didn't make the team, which beggars belief. I mean, I don't know who got the linebacking job above him, but anyway.
Who's the coach? Who told him?
I'd like to be the person who told him he hadn't made the cut. Good news. You are in the team. Yes.
You dropped.
Starting from tomorrow.
Like the Alan Partridge when he sacks his entire Partridge Productions.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to do it for the next room, you know? Yeah. Good news, Kimbo. You've made the cut. But then after that, so he did that. Then he was a bouncer. Do you know this? For the Reality Kings, there's a porn, I think there still might be. I've never seen porn, but I mean, it's like a thing called Reality Kings, apparently.
Okay.
And he was like a bouncer for the blokes who own Reality Kings. He was like a porn star, a porn producer's bouncer as well. So he was. He went the American football route. That didn't pan out. Became
next natural step.
Yeah. He's gone from there to like a porn producer's bouncer. From there to the backyard scrapper.
Yeah.
At no stage has he got one of those jobs that if you need a reference for a mortgage, you can ask him to slice.
Can we see 6 months of tax returns? No.
You absolutely
can't. who wrote your reference, Kimbo Slice? I want to see you do many things, actually.
K Slice.
People up in his back garden. He's a bouncer for porn stars. He's a failed American football star.
2001 to 2002, Reality Kings, hired muscle. A lot of that was cash in hand. Oh, man.
His record keeping must have been an absolute state, mustn't it? None of that is PAYE.
No way.
Having watched a couple of Kimbo Slice videos on YouTube today, I was trying to imagine a scenario where Kimbo Slice wouldn't be up for a fight. And I just...
Do you think
I just can't think... Well, you know, it's like, Kimbo, Do you know Craig works in Tesco in Forest Fawr? I know him to say hello to, but not that. But no, I don't know him, but I know him to say hello. I talk to him in the street, but I don't know him, if you know.
I know his face, like, I know his face.
I know his face, but I don't know him, no. I know him to say hello to. He's seen your videos, he'd love to have a fight with him in your back garden. On the Sunday? Can you do it on Sunday? Oh, do you know what it is? I'm taking my grandmother to the Phoenix and got a slice of Sunday dinner on Sunday. See, and it's all organised and we booked the table. And I'd love to, but I can't. And they know that they're going to give her a child's portion because she doesn't like wasting food. She hates wasting food, my grandmother. So you tell Craig from Tesco, it'll have to be another time. Apologise. I'm sorry.
He's mad keen for it, mind, Kim. And they wouldn't call him Kimbo in Wales. Kim. We never use two syllables. He'd just be Kim.
Yeah, Kim.
All right, Kim.
Funny thing is, see, my name's not actually Kimbo Slice. It's Simon Slice. But for some reason, the boys have been calling me Kimbo for a very long time and it's just stuck, you know, see?
Take care now, Kim.
Simon Slice sounds Christian. So teachers at school were calling me and Mum and Dad were calling me Simon. But my fighting name on YouTube is Kimbo. S Slicer says on my debit card. And a lot of people do think it's my mother's card or my sister's card or it's my card. Or I've only got one card.
You're not the same Kimbo. You're not the same Kimbo Slicer, you Kim, that did the cock film stuff. Looking after the boys, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The NFL hadn't worked out, so I was looking for work.
Oh, you're playing the All-American football, are you?
I'd done a bit of time as a hot carrier, but, you know, cashing in, like, obbles, little things, like £80 a week, nothing much. Because I was still living with Mum and Dad in Brennanman at the time.
Nothing to trouble a tax man with, like, innit? You know.
Kim, man. Hey, don't hit him again, Kim. You're spoiling it now.
What training are you doing then, Kim? What's your nice shape on your mind? How many press-ups can you do, Kim? Kim. Oh, Kim, how many press-ups can you do? No, Gavin on the pub. You can do 63 press-ups straight through, like, with a... No, that was with fucking Timmy sat on his back, mind. You know Timmy.
I know his face, right?
Yeah, nice boy, mind me. One leg short than the other. Oh. Where do you want these bags of cement, Kimbo? Out the back, yeah? Jesus Christ, Kimbo, has he been a cockfight, haven't you? He's covered in blood, man.
Simon, don't call me Simon in front of the boys, ma'am. Please, man, for God's sake, call me Simon in front of the boys. Call me Kimbo, that's what everyone in the village
calls
me.
Language, Simon.
Being told off for swearing by his grandmother. That's not the Simon Slice I know. We didn't drag you up, did we, Simon? We brought you up. We didn't bring you up to talk like that with a gutter in your mouth, Simon.
It's not easy, ma'am.
Oh, mum, gee, ma'am, my gran. We're putting this on YouTube's embarrassing. I've knocked him out, but there's no proper end to the video now, is there? Because you're calling me Simon over the top of it. I bet he did love his grandmother as well, that's the thing.
They all do, don't they?
They all do. In my experience, hard nutters love their grandmothers. When people think of David Blaine, they think of him sitting in the block of ice.
Yeah.
And they think of that.
Or that big glass cube from the...
Why aren't they thinking of him being voluntarily punched in the stomach?
Because that's not
by
really
Kimbo, by Simon Slice.
That's not as impressive, is it? It's not.
Which
if what, you, being punched in the stomach by Kimbo
if you paid
Slice?
£45 to go and see him in the O2,
yeah,
and it was just him getting punched by Kimbo Slice in the stomach,
I'd be
all right. With it.
I think
better
if
than
I had the context,
if and I then do the card trick afterwards,
if I had a winded card trick,
oh, burst a spleen, then plays pontoon afterwards.
Rather a fancy game of gin rummy.
Stick on twist, boys.
Hope you enjoyed that little extract from our archives of the Socially Distant Sports Bar. We will have another one of these pint-sized distant pods for you next Sunday. What you can do now is scroll through the episode description, find the episode that was from, and disappear off into our archives. Get yourself off on a journey around the socially distant sports bar.